Now broadcasting the Webcomic Beacon.
Welcome to episode 79 of the Webcomic Beacon. This is Fess of PSIWebcomic.com, and with me is Mark Savory of AutumnLake.com. Welcome.
Hello.
Oh, welcome to the show. Mark, Tanya is not here with us right now. She's at a Squidworks artist meeting. But this is the Webcomic Beacon at webcomicbeacon.com, and we are hosted on the Rampage Network at rampagenetwork.com, a webcomics community and hosting service, as well as forums and all those crazy groovy stuff.
So Tanya's off with her tentacles, huh?
I suppose. I had something loosely planned, but I guess everybody forgot, or there's miscommunication. So it's going to be who knows what the hell episode. And possibly it may turn into something concrete by the end. So basically, we'll probably turn this over to a partial call-in type of show.
So sounds like what happened to Jimmy Hoffa. Partially concrete, like around his shoes, probably.
Yeah. Anyway, if you're listening to the Webcomic Beacon live, that must mean that you are listening on Sundays at about 3 p.m. Eastern, considering daylight savings time, at webcomicbeacon.com/live. Every week, or every time we do a show, almost every time we try to... on TalkShoe.com, we try to broadcast and record our shows live with TalkShoe as a live chat and live broadcast.
Ooh.
So you can get in on that, and you can even use your own telephone to call in live.
How do they do that, Fesh? Gosh, it sounds so exciting.
Basically, you call TalkShoe's telephone number, which you can find on their site because I don't really remember. And then you punch in the Webcomic Beacon's show ID, which is 16276, and then your own personal ID, which is usually your own phone number.
I'm trying to call into the show here. Wait a minute.
Oh, jeez.
It is me.
Or if you're on Skype, you could even contact Fessworks on Skype and see if they'll let you in or not.
That's Fess with an S, not a Z.
That is right.
Not Fez.
Yeah. I'm guessing this is going to be a really short show.
How much Mark can I stand?
Let's see who we got in the chat room. We got, looks like Dog. Doggy Dog of... AngryDMonkey.com. We also have Jason of ArgerComic.com. We got Tom S. of... Okay, how can I get to remember? AIAcrowd.com, I think. Alone in the Crowd is the comic. We have Hogan listening in from the Webcomics Cameo and Crossover Archive. Mm. We have Wendy and Jess of... Gilbert and the Grim Rabbit .com. Mm-hmm. And you obviously I'm obviously just filling in for time here. As far as everybody else, I can't tell what comic you do by your ID name.
See, you were so pulling it off until you said that. You were...
Well, I can't recognize the rest of them, but
you just drew attention to the fact that you didn't have a topic.
Oh, they last weekend, or some, I think last week it was, I went to this place in Taylor's Falls, Minnesota, which is called Interstate State Park. It's on the border of Wisconsin as well. I think it's Interstate Wisconsin. Basically it's a big geological area. Like when the glaciers melted, and then when glacial waters were rushing through, they would sometimes pick up boulders or push boulders and spin them, basically drilling into the ground and creating geological potholes. And And so there's like a tourist area around there, as well as the town itself is a kind of a cute little town. There's a car hop with freaking mini golf behind it. There's a sweet a pizza and malt shop with a bunch of cool old stuff everywhere. It's kind of like one of those old touristy towns that still have a bunch of the old stuff and old buildings and everything.
Oh, yeah, like a little western tourist town or something.
Kind of.
And how far was this? How'd you have to go?
It's only about an hour away from the cities, Minneapolis.
Oh, well, geez, what, you couldn't go downtown to find a pothole?
There's also a camping area up there with some, because there's like an old railroad route that went through there as well. But me and my friend went hiking, and it was pretty fun, and I took a lot of pictures, and I'm trying to figure out how to get all those pictures online. Because these are print quality pictures that I took with a digital camera, so it's going to be a pain in the butt to. And there's like 200 pictures too. But, well, yeah.
Mm.
What about you, Mark? Have you done anything cool, interesting, fun?
Cool or interesting? I won $10 in the lottery.
Oh, sweet.
Which I never win a free ticket or nothing. So there, yeah. And I went to see Up. Which I can't recommend enough. If you have not seen it, go see it.
That's what everybody.
And don't be like, yeah, don't be all like, I don't want to be in the movie theater. I'm going to wait for that DVD. No, go to the movie theater and see it in 3D because it's totally awesome. It's really a great picture anyway.
That's what I keep hearing.
Yeah, it's really, really good. And let's see. What did I do that was cool with its comics? Well, my new website design is coming along. Maybe in a day or so, that'll be up.
Are you... So are you just basically doing a facelift, or are you going to be...
It's just a facelift. I'm not switching a comic press or nothing. It's just going to be a big old facelift for it. Nothing radical, but I think it'll look better. Let's see. Had Spot Color Week this week. That's about all I did. I didn't do anything else that was cool. I didn't go look at potholes anyway.
Oh, well, that's... Oh, shoot. I think I lost my...
Drove over a few. But I...
Oh, okay. Hang on. I want to see if we can get somebody on the show.
Yay.
I've presented the question, waiting for an answer. When? Right now! Yeah, I'll probably cut this out. It's boring. This whole show is going to be boring as hell. You usually have a good show and then a really terrible show.
But a 10-doctor show was really good. That was really good.
Yeah, it was. I was trying to get JT from the Gigcast on, but he just got home and has stuff to do, so he can't. So that sucks.
Well, that's because we don't have a topic they can steal.
Yeah. Well, they haven't had a show for a while, and I was going to, you know, talk to them.
Maybe just write down our ideas in a notebook somewhere.
Well, speaking of podcasts, let's do this. Speaking of podcasts, what are the webcomics podcasts that are out there? There's the Gigcast. At thegigcast.com, I believe. Webcomics Weekly, which is on webcomics.com, but it's more like monthly, if anything. There is Digital Strips. I don't know if they still update, but I haven't really listened to them in a long time, but they used to do a lot of reviews, or I think they talk about print stuff more so now these days, don't they?
Probably. I don't listen to that one.
Then there's some... There's some niche ones or genre-specific ones that are out there. I know there's one that Mark Meckes does that's a sci-fi one, Space Pod or something. I forget what it is, but Mark Meckes and a couple of other people have a sci-fi webcomics podcast. And let's see here. There's one for the 910 CMX people, which are... It goes for like a lot of the transgendering comics, like Abstract Gender, The Watch. Though it's not like The Watch's thing, it's just like more like the fans type of podcast. I don't know if they're still doing it, though. I haven't heard about them for a while. I haven't seen them online. Yeah, the podcast at webcomics.com is somebody who's staying in the chat room. Yeah, that's the Webcomics Weekly one that Brad Geiger, Scott Kurtz, and the guy who does freaking Sheldon, and I forget the name. I'm terrible with names, but yeah, they have a pretty good podcast. It's more of a business sense centric type of a podcast, more of like a professionally gone over artwork and comics type of podcast. But definitely good stuff to listen to. TGT, Webcomics Podcast, which is, what is that too? I should know that. I believe.
You know, I don't listen to any of these. Isn't that sad?
Here we are.
I listen to a lot of podcasts, but I don't listen to any of these webcomics podcasts except ours.
I really should know what the TGT Webcomics Podcast is, because I think the Rampage Network has something to do with that. Let's see. TGT Webcomics.com. A podcast for readers by readers is what it is. Oh, hey, that's pretty cool. I probably should be listening to this. For perspective.
That might be all right. I've not heard of that one, actually. That might be pretty cool. I know there's individual comics that have their own podcast. Candy has one, which, again, I've not heard that one. I haven't listened to it, but I know she does a weekly one, I think.
I can't even imagine what that one might be like.
Trying to think. I do one, but that doesn't count.
Why doesn't
then,
that count?
Because it's me that does it. You don't do another podcast, do you? Or do you?
Not at present. I might be doing one later this fall. We'll see yet. Somebody says the Art and Story is another. It's more Art and Story, I believe, is more of a generally comics podcast. But I think that's the one from the guy who works with Sugary Cereals has it. Or talks on it, Yeja, or Jersey, I guess, whichever way you want to pronounce his name. Then that's at cbcomics.com/artandstory. And, I think I know somebody who will be able to come on and talk about lettering and fonts.
Good, good.
It's Melissa Kircher of tinlizardproductions.com. So I'll have to talk to her and see when she's going to be available to which Sunday she might be available to come on and talk about fonts and stuff. So,
God,
this is so boring.
We need more boobs, I think.
Is Adam around? I don't know his Skype. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I don't know at all.
The Webcomic Beacon is an affiliate of The Geek Media. The Geek Media has a number of geek-related podcasts, blogs, and videos for you to enjoy. Check out thegeekmedia.com. Have news, milestones, questions, or comments? Send your audio clips or email to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com.
Well, this is just a huge, huge barrel of excitement and fun and joy, and people are all Twitter-pated, hanging on our every word today. It's Flag Day, and that's what it is. People are out celebrating Flag Day.
do you do on
going flag parades, waving flags, doing stuff like that.
Ah, spectacular failure, spectacular boredom.
You know what you should start the show with?
We already started the show.
I know, but I'm just saying you should start the show with
"Stand by for total action."
What the hell?
That would be funny.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Adam Smithy?
It is indeed.
You have just won our 10,000th poll about whether or not you like the webcomic Beacon. Do you like the webcomic Beacon?
I don't know.
That is the exact answer we're looking for. Ding, 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 ding. we have a spectacular failure in the works right now.
Oh, good.
We have nothing.
We have no topic.
We have no boobs and we have no topic.
Well, we did but have I do a topic, have a but nobody else showed up.
I do have a beer, so that makes
you mean, did my top banner show up for the topic?
Well, let me refresh. I usually don't look at the... Oh, hey, yeah, there it is. <It's> funny. Why not? There's like barely anyone's even bidding on things this this Sunday. So yeah, people are not online at all. It seems. Oh, let's take a look at this. There's nobody even here representing the topic banner that you have for the header advertisement.
Wow, he totally captured you, though, dude.
Oh, jeez.
Wow, that's great.
I'm sorry, Fess. I could have gone either way, but you've got the beard, so it was looks funnier like that way.
Those listening live can go to webcomicbeacon.com and see the wrongness.
I hope I was Sergeant Benton last week.
I think you were.
Yeah, I think you were Sergeant Benton.
Because he lives.
I think I'm Captain Jack, actually.
Who are you?
I think I'm Captain Jack.
Okay, yeah.
I have no idea who Tanya's supposed to be.
Romana.
Which doctor is that from?
That's Tom Baker. And then Peter... Well... Yeah, Tom Baker had her.
Okay.
It was Tom Baker.
Tom Baker very much had the actress that played Romana.
Very much had her.
He actually married the girl for like 3 years.
Oh,
and
was it 3 years? Was it that long?
Yeah, it was a good chunk of time. It was she stopped being on the show before he and she stopped I'm not even pulling out a euphemism for this one. I was thinking of like dematerializing and rematerializing his TARDIS, but I don't
he was still activating his sonic screwdriver.
Oh yes. Yes, very much so.
Okay.
In any case, anyone listening to the show right now, if you've made it
right
this far,
now, all three of you,
yes,
right now,
the show normally isn't this boring. I swear. but if you don't believe me, you can just go to webcomicbeacon.com/archive, and you can see all of the episodes that we've done so far and see if any of the topics pique your interest. Usually, if it's a terrible show, we will make a notification such as spectacular failure. So you can possibly avoid those. But then again, those have been some of the most popularly listened to podcasts for some reason. But of course, this one's spectacular boredom because it, I don't know. It's just not as funny without Tanya being all crazy and goofy and
Tanya-ry.
And Tanya-ry.
Well, we did have a topic, but it fell through, I guess.
Yeah. It's not the first time, but at least we're here almost every week.
Yay!
Because consistent updating is the key.
Right. Even if you don't necessarily have anything, you still have to put something up. So, sometimes my best comics have come from me not having a single clue what to put up. And just, you know, like, I don't know if this is funny, but I'm running it anyway. And then, you know, those are the ones that, you know, I'll get, like, the emails from people that I've never spoken to before who I don't know are reading the comic that come out and say, you know, I love this. You're doing great. And I'd be like, dude, you should see the stuff that I do when I'm paying attention.
I live this horror as well. There are days I'm like, I got no gag. I don't have a gag. That happened to me yesterday. I actually had a power outage anyway, so that was an excuse not to sit down and draw anything. Although I draw on paper, but still. And then I came up with one that I thought was pretty good today. But that's happened to me before. I've had absolutely nothing, staring at the blank sheet of paper. It's like, what am I going to do? Ah, well, I guess I'll do that. Well, yeah, and then it turns out pretty good.
Well, so, I think that sort of thing happens to people all the time. Actually, I was on Twitter last night, and the author of Y2CL was like, I need someone to help make a comic. And I was like, what do you need? And he was like, I am drained of ideas. And then we kind of started in, and he apparently came up with inspiration because he showed up 2 hours later saying, I've just done a bunch of comics, but we were still discussing what he should do without him showing back up. And, you know, my love/hate is TV Tropes, TVTropes.org. My usual rule is I'll set some sort of a timer, and then I will go to TVTropes.org and just start wandering around, because it's a giant informal wiki just filled with all of these different memes, these ideas, these tropes that it started out with television, but it's expanded. It's cross-referenced against web comics, against popular like print comics, against books, films, all these different things. And they'll have, it's full of all of these different, like, cross-current themes and threads that run throughout our culture. It's memes, it's cliches, it's kind of a little bit of everything. I mean, the perfect example, let me give you a great one of these. The Xanatos Gambit is one of them. It was actually one of the first ones I ever looked up, and it still is one of my favorite. The Xanatos Gambit is what happens when you have a bad guy who manipulates the circumstances in such a way that the good guys rush to stop him from doing something, and in their overzealousness to stop him from doing something, they actually do whatever it was that he was trying to get done for him. And it's named for David Xanatos, who was on Gargoyles, because he does this like 3 or 4 times during the course of the show. And I mean, was he the first one to do it? No. But he was amazingly good at doing it. And he winds up being the quote-unquote trope namer, which is a hallowed position of the person who popularizes a concept or an idea to the point that it becomes recognizable as something that they did, even though they didn't, you know, maybe invent it. They brought it out into culture, and they were the first one to be widely recognized as doing this thing. TV Tropes is a giant black hole that will completely destroy your life if you let it. But I love it.
That sounds like a good resource for people with no ideas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if while we're talking about not having any idea what you're doing.
That fits perfectly.
Yes, I find panic is pretty inspirational. You're trying to find in the case of my comic, it's a humor comic. Well, it's supposed to be. So, yeah, I think panic works for me. Other times, I'll make a comic, and I did that lemonade one on Friday. And then I thought, hey, this would be pretty cool to see more of Sherm cheating little kids out of their lemonade at their lemonade stand. So that's kind of set me up for today's comic and maybe one or two more. They just play off each other. You come up with a little theme or something, and you find there's a lot of comedic gold to mine, or comedic lemonade to mine, I guess. In this case.
Your comic has a kid selling lemonade for 10 cents a glass. I know that guy's not adjusting for inflation or anything at all, because I did 25 cents a glass when I was a kid, and this was like 20 years ago. I was charging 25 cents a glass when other people were charging still 10 cents yet, and I was still selling. I was making more money, and, some people would also just give you a buck and just say, hey, keep it. $0.10. I mean, come on. He's undervaluing himself. Well, like Mark.
Well, he's a kid. He doesn't know any better. He's not the only kid that only charged 10 cents either, because the other kid only charged 10 cents.
Maybe he's buying discount mass-produced lemons from China.
Yeah, maybe he's getting the no-name lemonade mix or something.
In a short-term plan to devaluate and drive his competitors out of business. And then once he's the sole lemonade tycoon remaining, then he'll chalk it up to 50 or a dollar a glass because, I mean, who's going to stop him? He's got all the power at that point.
The Walmart method.
Yes.
But you'll also notice that both kids have... their lemonade sign has letters that are backwards, because that's what kids do. So I don't know if that means they're not getting a good education or if they're just retarded kids.
You're terrible.
I think they're kids, because that's what kids do.
Maybe they're attempting to be uniquely stylized and have decided to put, the S in the name of their lemonade stand backwards because they want it to look odd.
Ah. Maybe that's a trope. Kids that
actually
put letters backwards.
It probably is. And that is exactly the sort of thing that TV Tropes would cover, you know, the letter backwards in the sign. It's probably called like the Toys R Us invert or something. And that is exactly the sort of horribly interesting but misleading idea that someone would write a whole web page up about and then kill 3 hours of my life that I really, really could have used on something else.
Well, if you remember, Lucy has the psychiatry booth, which is a comment on why kids don't have lemonade stands anymore. And she only charges 5 cents. But I don't know how long she's been doing it. She's probably been doing it since the late 50s anyway.
Yeah, now there's somebody who's not adjusting for inflation.
No.
But she likes
I wonder
she likes nickels.
I wonder
nickels.
Money. I like to hear it rattle in the can. Clink, clink, clink. That saved me for the coming week. It'll be Sherm trying to find ways to cheat kids out of lemonade money or lemonade. I think he did pretty good on today's comic. He cheated a kid out of lemonade.
in his grouchy way.
I think I know what's going to ultimately happen, but I'll just be quiet.
What do you think is going to ultimately happen?
No, I can't tell you.
Because you're wrong.
I don't know. It could be, or maybe you just need an idea, and I'm not going to help you.
Oh, you bastard.
And then other people will hear, and I'll tell you outside of the show if you really want to know, but...
He's not going to get beat up by anybody's dad.
Oh, well, that wasn't my idea anyway.
Oh, a better one, huh? You write this down.
Let's see here. Well, idea gathering it would be a good idea for a show. Too bad we didn't start with that. But boy, we could really use that. Let's go to TV Tropes right now to think about and redo this podcast. No, it's too late.
See, this is a perfect example here of idea gathering. See, that's why we did it that way on purpose. We really did have the topic, which was idea gathering, but we decided to let you hear how it would sound if you did have an idea, and it worked out brilliantly.
We've had also people in our chat room shouting out suggestions such as to boot or to not reboot a comic. Also,
ooh, that's a good topic.
It is a good topic. I'm trying to find where it is, but so many people are talking. Guest art and guest strips in people's comics was another idea. What about when you run out of ideas? Yeah, that's what we're doing today. Mac or Windows, what is better for comics? I don't really think it matters that greatly. running contests in your comic.
I don't have enough readers to do a contest.
I attempted a contest, but it didn't really work that well.
You gotta have readers before you can do a contest, I think, don't you?
The contest was basically, it was a wallpaper war where I still owe the art, so I'm not gonna do the wallpaper war again until I have a sketched idea of both alternative ideas. Because it's just not fair to them, and I'm gonna do some more stuff so the people who did donate feel like they're getting a little bit of interest paid. So I'm not allowed to ask for money for anything until I actually have product or art available or really close to being ready. Because what I did is uncalled for. And that, we're going to take another break.
Another one. Oh, boy.
And we're going to cover some news I got from the Shifter Archive.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on RampageNetwork.com. Be sure to check out our weekly live broadcast on TalkShoe.com. Listen in, chat, or call in at WebcomicBeacon.com/live.
Well, there. That was, yeah. So there.
Yeah.
I
just got a couple of news tidbits from the Shifter Archive, the Genio Everywhere Archive site that, I also run. I had a major update today. We had an artwork update of five different pieces of artwork, including one that's a wallpaper that's been available for a while on webcomicwallpapers.com. And you can go and use the word shifty to get a free download of this comic. I put it at $1. Like most people, a lot of people have theirs at like, it's 100 credits is what it is, which is close to about $1. And Webcomic Wallpapers makes it really fun, I think, to look for webcomic wallpapers, and I'm finding that I'm actually buying people's wallpapers this way a lot more often. Basically because to get credits, you have to spend at least $5 or $6 to get 500 credits But so I'm just like, oh, hey, that's really cool. So I'll go ahead and I'll go ahead and purchase that. I think I've actually You can also some may be free, but you can also donate 100 credits to the person who has it, if you'd like. So it's a cool little way of donating. And there's recently there's been a couple really cool anthropomorphic ones, humanoid dragons, I guess, because it's from a comic called Dragon Heroes. But even if you're not a fan of furry stuff, the art is like pretty sweet looking. It's highly detailed and colorific. The one that I'm referring to, if you go there, is from Dragon Heroes, and the title is Good Times. It's pretty freaking sweet looking, if you ask me. Good sense of color, good sense of lighting, shading, sunbeams, water splashing. I mean, if you guys go ahead and take a look at it, it's pretty sweet. And those are definitely the type of wallpapers that I wouldn't be seeing unless it was on this site. The site is still in beta, but I highly recommend people, if you have a webcomic and you have some wallpapers and you think they're pretty good, you know, good enough for like 100 credits, or just for free for some publicity, check out webcomicwallpapers.com, and there's no clauses about whether or not you can put it on your own site or sell it to your own site either. This is strictly a supplemental thing if you'd like to or not. And you can also make coupon codes, which you can have it cost 100 credits or whatever, and give people the code so they can download it for free, so people from your site get like a special deal because they already read the comics, etc., etc. So I recommend people to check it out. Aside from that, there's also been a cameo noted of Jenny Everywhere in a comic called Damien Hobbs Reflex, if I'm saying the name correctly. This is a short story by Nelson Evergreen, and it's the particular comic is part of an anthology in New British Comics Volume 1, which can be found at newbritishcomics.blogspot.com. He's going to wait until the actual book itself does a few more rounds before he puts his contribution on his site. But on the Shifter Archive, you can go ahead and check out the two pages that Jenny Everywhere makes an appearance, and it's pretty sweet-looking art. As far as black and white goes, it's incredible. So I recommend people to check that out. There's also a new story called The Legend of Jenny Everywhere, Part 1. This is the same person who did the Wordless Rail Shift comic, also a Jenny Everywhere comic. Check that out. Also, I'm just plugging everything here. The Shifter Archive, when it first came out and a year after, I had a contest running. And this year, instead of a contest, I kind of want to do a project, try to do some sort of anthology of Jenny Everywhere stuff. We're still working on the details, and you can go to our forum on Jenny Everywhere on theshifterarchive.com and go to the forum there, and we're still discussing how to do it, but I'm looking for artwork, I'm looking for short stories from one page to, you know, 8 or 10 pages. Something, I want to get at least 24 pages put together for this. So if you're interested, especially if you're an artist, in contributing to this project, go ahead on the site and take a look at it. On top of that, when Casting Calls, one of the Jenny Everywhere comics that had been done very much in a professional manner, is I'm having a pre-order for it being printed through Kablam, and then I'll be mailing it out as soon as I do a big bulk ordering. This is written by Jason Frank, artist by Scott Wagner, color is by Lawrence Bessel, and lettering is by Jeff Powell. And there is an artwork in there by Nelson Evergreen as well. And Christian Ward did the front and back covers. So that's pretty sweet. For $6, you get this 24-page comic, including shipping. So I have go to theshifterarchive.com or festworks.com, and you'll be directed to where the link is for the PayPal information if you'd like to get in on this pre-order. And I believe that is all the plugging I have for right now. What about you guys?
I've got something you should plug, Fess.
Oh, what?
I discovered this. No, not like that.
You should plug your mouth, Fess.
I discovered this morning that the Shifter Archive has its own Twitter account, which I had not seen before. And I am now following it there at, what is it, Shifter Archive is the username.
Yep.
And I knew all of the things that you were about to say because I'm staring directly at them on the Twitter account. So if somebody wants to be up to date on all the Jenny Everywhere stuff going through Shifter Archive, that might not be a bad idea too, because, you know, I love Twitter. I'm hooked.
It's all right.
So,
yeah. Well, thanks for that plug. And also,
I got a
plug for Mark. If you go to mooncity.libsing.com, you could check out Mark's podcast, and that's Libsing, LIBSIN. And Mark's podcast on Lake Podcast number 83. Recently about the of nature and car repair, which you just pick the most common things and you just can go off on them. It's all pretty cool, actually.
My new one will be up after we're done.
Ah.
I've been almost ready to go. I just have to convert it to an MP3 and put it up there.
Yeah, I think you were talking about like the homeless guy's car once before, and I didn't see the picture of it before. But holy crap!
Yeah, he's a strange dude. I suspect he's one of those. For those who haven't seen it, he's got this old Subaru station wagon-y looking thing, right? Mm-hmm. And it is packed to the gills with everything imaginable. It's not just a car that's trashed out, like, you know, my car is or whatever, like the back seat full of trash or whatever. But this guy has packed so much stuff into his car, it defies description. And I think he's like one of those compulsive-y dudes, obsessive compulsive car stuffer. I don't know. He hangs out at the homeless shelters, so. I imagine that's probably why he is. I mean, I don't know if he just got like kicked out of his house, so he had to put everything he had in the car.
Right.
But it doesn't look that way. It more looks like he's like this obsessive compulsive guy who puts things in his car, little things he thinks is cool, like, I don't know, tea towels or something. I don't know what. But anyway.
I don't know which one worries me worse. The ones that I see when you've just got the car completely full of things, like, you know, one day that they're going to be driving into a gas station and they're just going to ruin some poor gas attendant's day by opening up the hatchback and dumping off like 10 garbage cans worth of crap in one of the little garbage cans by the gas pump. Or the one, and you don't see these nearly as often, but the ones where there obviously is some sort of plan going on, where you've got like the stacks of newspaper and the stacks of empty bottles, and you've got like this neat honeycomb of carefully placed objects in the car that have thoroughly walled off 9/10 of the occupiable space. I think that one actually worries me a little bit more, because this person isn't just saving their garbage, they're classifying it.
That's probably what this guy's doing. I don't know. You have to see the picture. You'll see. You'll see. It's sad. It's actually kind of sad, really. But I don't know. He's a dude who does dude stuff and stuffs his car.
Well, to segue away from this really enjoyable topic, we have, just to go over our advertisers for this week, we do have the Apple of Discord at theappleofdiscord.com with our leaderboard advertisement of the oh-so-wrong topic. We also have Yosh. Once again, thank you very much, Yosh, of yoshsaga.com that has taken up our tower banner. And at the very bottom of each post is Familiar Ground, which has our banner, our basically plain banner, which is at familiar-ground.com. And the tagline for that is, a shape-shifting horse? Why not? But yeah, go ahead, check all those out for yourself. The app of Discord, Yosh, and Familiar Ground. Check out webcomicbeacon.com for your opportunities to advertise on the Webcomic Beacon.
Gosh, Bess, how would I advertise on the Webcomic Beacon if I had a webcomic and wanted to let people know and stuff?
You go to Project Wonderful and buy some ads. No, you can check out advertising opportunities on webcomicbeacon.com.
Yay!
Yeah, I don't like doing that every single time. I feel like such a whore. Especially for this episode, which is not a very good example of one of our uh-huh. best episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But, I did have a couple. I did receive some guest art from David Wolf, who does... Shoot. I just had it in my head. I remember the name this time, but I didn't remember the freaking comic. Paranoia High. I was right. That's what I was thinking it was. Paranoia High at dotwebs.com. I'll have to figure out when that would be a good time to use that one. Kind of don't want to waste a really good fan art for the show that's not that great. An episode that's not that great. But if anybody else out there has a general... Becky Presents type of Webcomic Beacon art that you'd like to go ahead and draw and we could use for one of our podcast episodes. Give yourself a little bit of plug there. Go right ahead. Send it to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. I do ask that you have at least Becky in there and don't do just your comics characters or anything like that, because I'm not going to...
No naked Becky either.
Well... Did she be covered up or something like that by me or whatever? I'm not going to post boobs, naked boobies, because I'm boring that way, I guess. So.
Milestones. We got milestones.
We have milestones.
We do. Oh, boy.
All right. Milestones. We have Demon Eater, which has hit 300 pages at demoneater.com.
Demon Eater.
Yet another fantasy gamer comic at yafgc.shipsinker.com has recently reached its third anniversary, and also 1,111 strips. Woohoo! This is by Rich Morris we had on last week. Milestones. Glass Urchin hits 100 strips at glassurchin.com. No, not open a new... Okay. Webcomic Milestone for Cartworks hits 2 years, and you can check out Cartworks at cartworks.blogspot.com. One last milestone is Glitchtown, which has hit 100 comics, and you can see that at glitchtown.com.
Yeah. And there was another one this week.
Oh.
67th Avenue reached 200 strips, I believe.
Oh, yeah,
man. 200 strips, 67th Avenue.
Sweetness.
That's really the webcomic that could, you know, because it's Jamie's been plugging along at that forever and ever and ever, and it's a really good comic. I don't think it gets the credit that it, ought to. I think it's kind of one of those comics where people hear it and they go like, oh, yeah, I should probably go back and read more of that. it's a very nice, like, sort of surreal slice of life. Just a good comic. And I say this not because I did a guest strip run for him back in January, but I genuinely do like it, so...
So there.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
People should check that out. He's doing this really cool thing with a sort of newspapery look to it. That's kind of
cool. Yeah. I saw when he was starting that. I think it's really interesting the look that he's trying to pull off. I'm a little surprised that more comics, you know, don't try the retro. Wow, because I think it's very visually distinct, if you can pull it off right.
The retro what? You kind of cut out there.
Like faded newspaper, newsprint style.
I should still try.
Comic. Newspaper texture, like a paper texture behind the comic is what you're saying?
Yeah, it's like the colors are kind of washed out like it would be if it was, you know, a Sunday color comic that you found 6 months later after it had been sitting in the sun. And
I should so try to do that. I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet, but the We the Robots, which unfortunately is now pretty much on hiatus forever. He was doing something like that with these weird paper textures and things, and they're all offset, like, you know, offset printing does. It was really, really cool. Well, they're still there. You could look at them, but he's not making any new ones. But that's something I always wanted to kind of try doing. I just have to figure it out.
I think we're done.
Just saying.
Let's see. I'm going to see if I can try to make next week's episode on fonts or lettering. I'll have to talk to her and see if she's able to make it next Sunday. Other than that...
Aren't you doing the Father's Day thing sometime soon or another? Or?
No, I met my dad for Father's Day yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So, oh, cool.
So my Sundays are open.
So next Sunday is Father's Day, actually, for everybody else.
Yeah, though it's possible we might be taking that one off anyway if nobody's going to be here.
We'll see.
If listeners are going to be gone for Flag Day, they're probably going to be gone for Father's Day.
Oh, yes. My work completely and totally shuts down for Flag Day. You know, everybody decides that they're going to have a big old 3-day weekend and go home and barbecue flags.
What?
I guess.
Barbecue flags?
Oh, yeah. It's a tradition.
That red, white, and blue tin foil and wrapped a steak in it or whatever.
We're going to get some hate mail.
No, you're going to get hate mail.
Oh, wait. No, nobody's listening to the show.
That's not true. There's 1, 2, 3. There's like 10 people here.
Well, I guess
who can, be, who can be called to give evidence?
Just evil Republican in the chat room is probably going to be mad.
Well, he's evil, so there you go.
Pass the salt and pepper. That's great.
All right. Well, that's all it for the Webcomic Beacon episode number 79. Next week, if we don't have the show about fonts or lettering, there'll either be no show or a show where I basically will go over all the impressions that we have sitting in the email box. So I don't know. Hopefully there will be something. If not, I shall let you guys know on webcomicbeacon.com. This has been Fess of Fessworks.com.
And this is Mark of AutumnLake.com.
And this is Adam of the AppleDiscord.com.
That's all for the Beacon. Be sure to tune in next week.
We need more boobs, I think.